Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith. So today, I wanted to let you guys know that I'm creating a mindset magic challenge. It is around manifesting your absolute best year in 2024. It's a great way to close out the year. I have a lot of fun things planned, and all you have to do to be a part of that is download the Manifest It Now app. So once the challenge is live, I will be sending you emails. You'll see it in the app. I'm going to be doing giveaways, and you're going to get a lot of cool stuff to go along with the challenge just for downloading the Manifest It Now app. I'm going to have workbooks, vision board cards, subliminals, all kinds of goodies, as well as some big giveaways. So again, just download the Manifest It Now app. I will make sure that everyone is emailed when it's live. Plus, you'll see it right at the top of the app. All right. So today we have a special guest that was in my digital CEO course. So her name is Dakira Horn, and she created her own app after going through digital CEO. So we're going to learn all about that. And if this sounds interesting and you want to start having fun with the idea of taking your passion and monetizing it with an app, you can go ahead and go to the link in the show notes and get my free masterclass, as well as a workbook that walks you through uncovering your purpose and outlining your app idea. So again, I'll just put that in the link in the show notes. You can also get to it through my Instagram page or my website, thelawofattractiontribe.com. And let's hear from Dakira. So Dakira is a registered dietitian nutritionist with her master's in dietetics. I don't know if I said that right, who has been working as a dietitian for a little over a year now. In her private practice, her primary focus is mental health, but specifically on anxiety. She's also the host of the Anxious It Girl podcast, available on Apple and Spotify. And Dakira is an avid traveler, having been to over 25 countries, and is obsessed with cats. All right, this is absolutely amazing. You're going to love this podcast, and let's go ahead and hear from Dakira. All right, Dakira, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. So we've talked a lot throughout the Digital CEO program, and I downloaded your app. And before we hit record, I was just saying, like, you go into your app and it's so bright and colorful. You just like immediately feel happy and like, oh, it's just like so like aesthetically pleasing. So great job on that. Before we dive into the app, let's just hear a little bit about you. I want to know about your background. What made you go on this journey to become the anxiety-free dietitian?
So I originally went to college to study pharmacy, but then I took organic chemistry and I was like, oh my gosh, there's no way I could do pharmacy school. And I've always had an interest in nutrition because of my mom. So I decided to transfer schools in order to study nutrition. So I got my bachelor's degree in nutritional sciences. And then I got my master's in dietetics. I did my dietetic internship, which is like a residency for dietitian students. And then I took my exam, I passed, and I've been working as a dietitian ever since. But I chose to focus on mental health because I've always been very interested in the gut-brain axis, which is the communication pathway between the gut and the brain. So I've always been very fascinated by neurodegenerative diseases such as like dementia or Alzheimer's or memory loss, things like that. And I always thought it was really cool how what you eat literally determines how you feel. And throughout my whole entire life, I've always dealt with anxiety, but I never really realized it until sophomore year of college. And I was really stressed in school. And my friend was like, I think you have anxiety. And I was like, no, I don't. I don't know what that is. But then I realized I do have anxiety. And ever since, I've been more focused towards mental health. But this year specifically, I was in a relationship where it was, I was anxiously attached and my partner was avoidant. And so that dynamic was kind of toxic in a way, because it was like, I was constantly seeking more reassurance and he was constantly avoiding giving me that reassurance. And that anxiety that I felt from that relationship and also from taking my dietitian exam back in January, I was under a lot of stress and I've never in my life been that anxious before. So after we broke up, I wanted to figure out, all right, what is my niche? Because I wanted to really pour into my business. And so I was like, well, I really like mental health. And I'm dealing with anxiety, so I might as well focus on anxiety. So ever since then, I've just been focused on providing education around nutrition and anxiety.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited because, so I've had anxiety my whole entire life. Like even as a kid, I remember being super anxious and I didn't make the connection to the gut and what I'm eating until like recently. Yeah. Is this something, like, did they teach you this when you were going through school, or is this all just like more cutting edge things that we're learning now? Because I feel like I'm starting to hear about it now, but like nobody ever taught this to me. No one really talks about it. When I've talked to my doctors about anxiety, they've never brought up food or my gut health or anything. So like, how did you figure that out? Did that start in school? Is this like cutting edge? What's going on with that?
So during my undergraduate studies, I went to Rutgers and we studied, well, we learned about the gut-brain axis in there because I was in the nutritional sciences program. But typically in a regular school, you wouldn't really learn about that. And a lot of doctors, for the most part, unless they're a functional doctor or a naturopath, they're not going to know. Well, they will know about it, but they're not going to be focused on that because doctors are more so trained to treat the symptom and with medications versus naturopaths and functional doctors, where their main concern is addressing the root cause. So they're going to look more into gut health because they know that gut determines your brain health. But a lot of like regular conventional doctors, especially old school doctors, are not going to really pay attention to gut health. They're mainly going to be prioritizing the symptoms and what they can do to manage the symptoms through medications. So that's definitely why. Yeah.
Well, I feel like you're getting into a field that I feel like we need so many people for, because like here, I live in Tampa and the functional doctor here is like booked out for months and months and months. The only reason I was able to get in was because my friend works there. And it's interesting because he really opened up our eyes to like all these issues my daughter was having, and how that all links to like her sensitivities and stuff like that to different food. And when we went to her normal like pediatrician appointment, the pediatrician was like giving me attitude. Like she was like not happy that we went to a functional doctor and that we were talking about gut health. And I was just like floored. I'm like, we've actually found answers and this is working for her. And why wouldn't we continue doing that? You know, but she was just very much against it. So anyhow, I feel like it's so in demand because like I said, this doctor was booked out and it takes a long time to get into him, if you even ever get into him, and there's not that many other ones in the area. So do you do like virtual appointments and like that kind of thing, or are you just local in your specific state?
So first I wanted to say with the doctor, I feel like that's more of like an ego thing. Because a lot of doctors, especially like conventional doctors, they take insurance. So when a functional doctor is taking away their clientele because they're actually treating the root cause, and a lot of those doctors will typically get mad and upset And also because of their lack of knowledge in the field of functional medicine. So it could be like a bruised ego. But in regards to your question, I offer virtual nutrition counseling one-on-one in my company. So I do initial consults and then follow-ups and then in between direct support through text or chat.
Now in the app, I'm just going to jump to the app because I'm so curious. Like, are you giving a lot of these tips that tie your gut health to your mental health and all that kind of thing? Like what all is in there? Because I feel like I want to just learn everything I can. I'm so like, I am so into this topic right now. And I didn't even realize until we started recording that specifically, I knew you were doing anxiety, but I didn't know gut health. So I just want to know everything. Is this stuff going to be in the app?
Yeah. So in my app, I have 3 master classes. I plan on recording more once I move into my new apartment. So I have a master class on nutrition, anxiety, one-on-one. I have one on herbs versus medications. And I have another one, I forgot what it was about, but it's on the app. And then I also have a free grocery list for anxiety on the app. So that one's for anyone who can download the app and just like look at the grocery list. And I go over the macronutrients and their benefits and the role that they play in the body, specifically to anxiety. So protein, fats, and carbs. I also have, trying to think what else, what nutrition related I have in the app. I also, the rest are more so spiritual things like gratitude journal, vision board workshop. I have a wounded feminine energy course that ties into causing anxiety. But for the most part, I tie in both self-care and nutrition. I do plan on adding more nutrition things on the app. But so far I have I also have a recipe ebook for anxiety using fall ingredients. So like an apple recipe, a pumpkin recipe. I have a fig recipe on there, and that recipe ebook itself also has a lot of tips about nutrients that are good for anxiety as well. So the recipe ebook, I have the master classes, and then the third thing, which I keep forgetting. I always like, get them mixed up, but I have a good amount of resources on the app, and I plan on adding more.
Yeah, this is so incredible because, I mean, like I said, if you actually can get into some of these functional doctors, at least the one that I went to, like they don't take insurance and I mean, you have to have a good amount of money that you're going to spend on it, at least where I went. And I just think this is so amazing to offer an app because your app is affordable and it's like anyone could have access to this information. And I'm so excited right now to hear that because it's like everyone I talk to, I'm like, you got to go to this doctor, but I know you're not going to be able to get in and like, it's expensive. And so I'm going to love being able to give this resource. And so you mentioned like herbs and stuff like that. So I've got like, it's so crazy. We're totally aligned because all of this stuff is stuff that I've been like recently just diving into. And I saw this, I think it's called like the Herb Encyclopedia or something, but they were saying that this used to be what doctors were taught in medical school. And then when the pharmaceutical industries and like, you know, certain corporations got involved and changed the curriculum, they took that away. And we're kind of like, we're not supposed to talk about any of these like natural remedies, obviously, because they want to sell medication. But it just opened my eyes to some of the corruption in the medical system. And we don't have to like go into that. But I just think that when you start to explore these other options, you realize like there are a lot of things that we've never been taught, never been told. And why not try those first before going down this, you know, rabbit hole of like being put on all of these medications that can have really severe side effects. And this is coming from someone that used to work in the pharmaceutical industry. Like it's, trust me, like I think we should have medications and I know that they help a lot of people, but I also think that we just jump to that extreme when there's so many other avenues we can try first.
Yes, for sure. And I agree with you. A lot of diseases and things that are started in the body mainly come from stress, and stress directly impacts our gut health. So a lot of like most of the things that we deal with literally starts in the gut. And it also can be like genetic and environmental, but again, it can all be started within your gut. So just because something is genetic or environmental doesn't mean that you are more like that you are definitely going to get it, because it could, again, like your gut can determine what your health looks like. So yeah, it's really interesting because doctors don't really talk about herbs and things like that because again, they're trained to provide medications, but there are herbs for almost anything that you may be dealing with. And there's almost going to be any nutrition remedy to majority of the diseases that you are dealing with. So like there's dietitians that specialize in literally everything. Like there's thyroid dietitians, there's PCOS, women's health, fertility, and dietitians are really great resources because we approach from the root cause and not the symptoms. And some dietitians even offer testing as well that other doctors may not even offer. So dietitians are a great resource because some of them are covered by insurance and others are out of pocket. I am personally out of pocket for now, but if you're taking along, well, doctors are taking a while to get back to you, you may want to look into dietitians as well. So it's really like a great resource, like nutrition. And there's a whole new field coming out with, it's called nutritional psychiatry. So that's like a new and upcoming field. It's been around for a while, but now it's becoming more known. And I know gut health has been trending a lot on TikTok, which is probably why you've been seeing a lot more of it now. But it's been like an up and coming new like trend that people are starting to care more about when they realize that their gut health really determines how they feel in regards to like anxiety, depression, seasonal depression, PTSD, and other things.
So you guys know that having your own business, doing a podcast, having an app, all of these things requires a lot of focus, a lot of energy. And I get asked that all the time by you guys. All right, Stephanie, if I want to manifest my business or create an app, how do I get the motivation to do that? How do I get amped up to take the inspired action? I've noticed that if I take a shot of Magic Mind before I need to start working, especially if I'm about to record a podcast or do a live call or something that really requires me to be on my A game, it pulls me into that state of taking action, helps me get immediately in to that state of creative flow. And it's all natural. It has lion's mane mushrooms and other nootropics and adaptogens, which is what helps you get into that flow state. So if you use the code LOAT20, again, it's LOAT20, you can get a huge discount up to 50% off their subscriptions. Now, it's also in Sprouts Markets. So if you have a Sprouts grocery store in your area, you can go and try like the individual bottles to see if you like it. And then if you do decide you like it and you want to buy more, definitely use that link so you can get a good discount. So you just go to magicmind.com/LOAT. And once again, the discount code is LOAT20. And if you try Magic Mind, send me a message and let me know what you think, because I'm telling you, this is like a powerful elixir. And I'm obsessed. I hope you will be too. As a trend, it's a trend that we all should be on, because I've seen the results, like in myself, but even more so in my daughter, like overcoming a lot of, you know, just physical ailments and things like that, all from curing, you know, this issue with the gut. So it's really cool. And I think what you're doing, I really like, because when you hear the word dietitian, like as someone that doesn't know anything about this field, it's just like you think like, oh, well, they'll just give me a recipe or whatever, but you're incorporating so many other things. Like you're incorporating gratitude and all of these things to help like with your mental health, because it's all combined. Like most places, it's like nutrition and food. And then you have to go somewhere else for like spirituality and journaling and, you know, anxiety and all these things. And you're like meshing it all together because one affects the other. And if you want to be healthy, you've really got to address it from all angles. And that's like exactly what you're doing. So it's genius.
Yeah. Thank you. I really got into spirituality this year. I've always been into nutrition and I know that plays a very important role, but I've also realized that mindset plays just as much of an important role, because yes, you can manage your nutrition, but if your mindset is not intact or you're not thinking as positively as you should, then it might just negate everything that you're doing in regards to nutrition. And so this year I've been on like a really like huge self-healing journey, spirituality journey. And I've been learning more about affirmations and gratitude journaling and vision boarding. And your podcast played a huge role for me. I actually found your podcast through your app, which I know you always talk about that. It's just funny. I was looking at manifestation apps when I came across your app, because I saw TikTok reviews on your app. So I downloaded it and I did the Wealthy Woman Challenge. And I literally loved this. I was like, oh my gosh, I love this app. And then I found your podcast and I got so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, she has a podcast. So then I started listening to your podcast, and your podcast is legit like my top three favorite podcasts. Like, whenever I see you come out with an episode, I'm like, oh my gosh, yay. I literally get so excited. So it's really cool that I can use the knowledge that I learned from you and other podcasters and other people in the spiritual realm and manifestation world, and also my nutrition knowledge as well, because it's like you can manifest good health, but you need to also know how to be healthy in a way that can work, that can improve your gut health, and then that would improve your brain health. So,
oh yeah. When I am so in agreement with that, like that is such a key factor. And I'm so glad that, you know, you're coming out with like resources that anyone can use, like anyone in the world literally can use this. And it makes, I mean, it changes your whole entire life. It really does. Now I got to ask you, like, okay, first of all, what made you decide, all right, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to create this app, because it is, at least for me, it's like a scary thing. It's like, oh my gosh, can I do this? Should I really invest in this? And I remember when you reached out to me, and I mean, you were like, just so motivated. You're like, I'm going to do this. And like, what got you to that point?
Because I remember listening to one of your podcast episodes from the summer about needing an app for your business. And I was like, how the hell am I going to make an app? Like, I was like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know anything about that. And I still was in a scarcity mindset at the time, because I was at a job that wasn't paying me well enough. And I was like, it was like post breakup. I was kind of just very depressed and not making a lot of money. So overall, I was at a very low vibration. And then coming out of that, I started getting really motivated in my business. And the app always stood in my mind after you mentioned it on the podcast episode. But so I was just waiting for you to release something that was going to tell us how to create the app, because I had no idea how I was going to do that. And then once you emailed about a masterclass on creating the app, I was like, I literally have to do this. Like, she's giving a free masterclass on this. So I made sure to sign up for it. And at the time, I've been living with friends for the last few months until I get my own apartment, because my household was very just like low vibrational, to say the least. So I needed to get out of that environment, and I've been staying with friends. So I've kind of been in survival mode the last few months. So I've been really like researching things on like financial literacy and manifesting to really keep my vibration up and just to keep going and pursuing in my business while working this job that I have that also is not paying me the best, because the hours are not that good. So I've just been really motivated, because my goal is to get my own place next week. And so I'm also dealing with a lot of student loan issues as well. I'm working with a student loan counselor and a debt settlement with my student loan company. So that's been extremely, extremely stressful, because the money that I had saved up is for that settlement, just in case at any time they call me and tell me, okay, we made a deal, you have to pay this right now. So the money I had in my account was for that, but it didn't make me feel good that I was just hoarding that money for months. And there's a lot of things I can do with that money instead of hoarding it, even though I know that at any moment I can be called and told you have to pay this amount and I may not have it. But I listened to you and I was like, all right, I'm taking this leap of faith, this leap of faith that the universe is going to reward me by doing so instead of me hoarding the money. Because I can either hoard it and not make any money and just have the money sitting in my savings account, or I can take the risk and invest that money into an app that's going to make me even more money. So I really had to just act on faith and on impulse in that moment, because it's either I stay stuck or I end up thriving, which I know that I'm going to end up thriving. So I just took the risk, honestly, and I don't regret it. My sales have not been the best so far, only because I haven't been able to really invest in Pinterest ads at this time. But I'm really confident that I know that my app is going to take off at any day now. I've been robotic affirming every single day. So I'm not worried. I'm just really happy that you provided the masterclass and that it was a very simple and very easy process as well. And the company that you told us about, they were amazing. Like, they worked really, really fast and they answer you really fast. And like the emails, and they provide the supportive phone calls and the WhatsApp. It's like, I was really impressed at how fast they were and how easy it was to create the app as well. And the price was also insane. Like, I thought I was going to have to pay $10,000. And it was nothing compared to that at all. So I was just very happy overall that that was a good opportunity. So I just went for it.
Yeah, I think that surprises a lot of people, because that was how it it was for a long time. It's like you had to pay 50 grand or something for an app. And now it's like, no, you can start it for under $1,000. But yeah. I've been blown away with just like, you just have this drive. Like, I remember you messaging me and you were like, I thought in a podcast episode, you said you like cranked your app out in like 3 days. I mean, I want to just like get this done. And I was like, you are like so on it. And you did. You finished the program quickly. You got your app up and running like immediately. And I mean, gosh, like it's not been out that long at all. And so you are just like, to have that sort of drive and to look at like, okay, I'm in this stressful financial place, but I'm going to take the driver's seat and do something about it. And really, yeah. like, that's the reality now. You know, it's like the cost of things are insane. And plus, when you have student loans and all these other things, it's like you really do have to start looking at ways to add different streams of income. And you just like went for it and did it. And I can't wait to see it take off. I mean, and that's the other thing of like, that being in the Apple and Google stores, like the search power is insane. Just like you said, you went and you were searching manifestation apps and you found mine. It's like, it's just a matter of time before a lot of people start seeing that because, hello, like we just said, anxiety, gut health, all of these things are trending right now. People need this and are desperate for it because they can't get into a damn functional doctor, you know, and or they don't have the funds to pay for that. So I know it's going to take off. And I just I'm so excited to like watch this journey unfold. Okay, so you got to tell everybody, what is the name of the app? Where can they get it? All the things, where can they find you and follow you on social media?
So I'm on social media on TikTok, Instagram, and Pinterest at the The Anxiety Free Dietitian. And then my app is called the Anxiety Free It Girl app. And girl is spelled G-W-O-R-L and available on Apple and Google Play. And then I have my own podcast, the Anxious It Girl podcast. And girl is spelled the same way, G-W-O-R-L. And that's on Spotify and Apple as well. So people can find me through there and work with me any way you want through those three avenues because all my links are all interconnected. So
Amazing. Well, I will link all of that up in the show notes. And thank you so much for coming on and just sharing this app. I think it's going to help a lot of people. Everyone that's listening, reach out and let her know if you download the app. And yeah, thank you so much for coming on. We'll have to do an update episode in like a few months and see where you're at.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much. I really appreciate being on this podcast. I love this podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks everyone for tuning in. And I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want more in between these podcast episodes, you can subscribe to my Apple podcast, Manifested It. You can find that in Apple Podcasts, and it has all of my bonus interviews, guided visualizations, subliminals, meditations, all that good stuff. Or you can download the Manifest It Now app where I put everything, all of my interviews, tools, everything I've used to manifest a life I don't need a vacation from. You can find that wherever you get your apps in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you can join the Inner Tribe Manifesting Community, which is inside the app as well. If you want to up level with a group of women who are there to support you, cheer you on, give you guidance, and up level your vibe. And if you love this episode, the best thing you can do to support the podcast is share it. Share it with a friend. Share it on your Instagram. Make sure to tag me at Law of Attraction Tribe so I can share it back on my story as well. I love connecting with you guys and putting a face to all the listeners out there. So come connect with me over on Instagram and let's start a conversation. Have a great week and I'll see you back here next time.